Real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
Hi, welcome back to Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I until 2. Rob Doster coming up at about 125, Trent. Is that what
you're right in that range.
125 for Rob Doster. More on the tournament. Just one tournament nugget. Well, actually, a couple. Got room for a couple.
I always do.
Because I do want to talk a little bit of NFL.
Okay.
Well, this is kind of an NFL thing. I saw that the probability of Cincinnati coming back to win that game when they were down 20, whatever.
Oh, Nevada was, coming back to beat Cincinnati.
Yes, right. I'm sorry. Nevada coming back to beat Cincinnati.
Yep.
They had less of a chance to do that than New England did to come back and beat Atlanta.
Really? Okay.
It was just shy of 100%. There's no way they can come back. Of course they did.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Which was, you know.
That one was, I mean, Nevada was not playing well.
No.
And I liked that team. It was one of the few things I got right, though it's, both rounds were lucky. I mean, they didn't miss a shot in overtime against Texas. Then what they did in that comeback against Cincinnati. But they weren't playing well, and all I was hoping for, come back and cover. Can you at least give me that?
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping for. But to come back and win, down 22.
Improbable.
So you had that. You had the collapse last night from Xavier, and that was bad. That did not look like Xavier basketball.
No, I agree with you. And look, I thought the officiating was not a big talker in this tournament until that game.
Yes.
Makura, his fourth foul was awful. He stole
it was
the basketball.
A clean steal.
Absolutely.
That was an anticipation call.
More than
anything, that's what drives me nuts about officiating.
And I'm
you
sorry.
You get something wrong, that's fine. Don't anticipate a call.
And
see
that's exactly what happened. Yeah. And he got all ball. He was headed up the floor. That was a steal. And for him to foul out on an offensive foul that was a block all day long, not a charge, it was a blocking foul. The kid was still moving, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
And this is a big, big piece of that team. And how much time was left when he fouled out? Two and change? Three and change? I thought the officials really, really hurt it. But again, I mean, you know, you got a lot of basketball in that game. But that was a collapse, Trent.
It was
a collapse. And give Florida State credit, but Xavier collapsed.
J.P. Bakura is mouthy. He's annoying if he's on the other side. If you if you have him on your team, you love him.
And that's a senior-laden team, too.
Yes.
This was their year, I thought.
So before Xavier came in to play you and I this year at the end of the non-conference schedule, I asked Ben Jacobson about Makura. And he is always in the middle of things. And if you have to talk to your guys about that, and Jake didn't come out and outwardly say it.
So he's an agitator? Is that what he is?
Yeah, big time.
He'll get you to, you know, do something? All right.
And then when a couple of calls, I wondered how that was going to play out because he is that kind of guy. You know, he's a Minneapolis kid.
I didn't know that.
You think Minnesota's maybe kicking himself for not offering?
Yeah, really.
Wisconsin, Iowa. How the major programs around here in Big Ten landscape can let a kid like that end up at Xavier? Boy, he was.
How about the city of Cincinnati, too, by the way?
A couple of clips.
Oh, my God.
Skyline chili for all today.
Oh. Have you ever had that?
I haven't.
I have.
Is it good?
It's okay. I mean,
it's chili on top of spaghetti noodles, right?
Yes, yes.
I like both those things.
I do, too. And then there's a rib place by the river, though. It's not far. It wasn't far from Riverfront Stadium. I don't remember what it's called, but they're really proud of it, too.
Oh,
kind of like the Skyline Chili.
Yeah, yeah.
The best barbecue.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I've never been to Cincinnati before.
Haven't you?
One of the cities that I've never crossed paths with. Been to Cleveland a bunch of times.
Yeah,
I've
never been to Cleveland. I've been to Cincinnati a number of
times. I really
times.
Like Cleveland. I do.
Do
it's
you?
My kind of city.
Is it?
A little rough around the edges.
Yeah.
But right next to Quicken, right across the street's the Jake.
Yeah.
And you got a bunch of bars there. Hey,
right.
Works for me.
No, what's the guy's name, the ESPN anchor that is from Cleveland, and last year during the finals, he was doing a show from that area.
Oh, okay.
I can picture him. I can't think of his name anyways.
Yeah.
But I saw the bars that you're referring to there. So we haven't had any time to talk. Of course, you were gone on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, you know, the NFL and the marquee quarterbacks have come and gone.
Help me out.
Okay.
As the dust kind of settled here, where we're at. Cousins is in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. I got that. Teddy ended up in Arizona?
No, Teddy's a Jet.
A Jet. Who went to Arizona?
Bradford went to Arizona. And then later on in the day, Mike Glennon went to Arizona.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, because I was out of pocket for most everything. So I'm trying to kind of get my feet back
on
the ground.
And no TV or no Wi-Fi on Frontier, huh?
No, Frontier didn't have the hookup.
I gave you bad information because when I found out we talked about off air that you're going to Florida, and I'd flown Frontier enough that I was pretty sure that they all have TVs
right
in the seat, like Southwest does. No, Southwest doesn't. Southwest, you got to bring your own tablet. But Frontier actually had a little monitor on the seat in front of you. And neither one of your flights had that.
Neither. And they were both direct flights into Omaha, out of Omaha, into Omaha. Direct flights and not the monitor, nothing like that. Not even sometimes you get the TVs.
The drop down?
Yeah. Nothing like that. In fact, didn't even have in-flight Wi-Fi available for purchase.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So it was, I had a bunch of podcasts downloaded and Ella had some movies
How
downloaded.
How many newspapers did you get up and like?
Had the USA Today.
So you did have one, but
yes.
I guess there weren't very many newspapers.
I didn't see anybody else with
one. I'm not surprised.
And looking through the airport both times, I saw one guy in Omaha with one and nobody in Orlando.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I used to scour gates when a flight would leave.
Yeah, yeah.
I would go to that gate just to try and see what sports section that I couldn't buy at that. It wasn't cheap.
Right.
You know, I was trying to find a paper that someone from Buffalo, connecting flight and just left it there. Right. I still kill time doing that. But yeah, it's
anymore.
So
you
much.
Don't get those, do you?
So anyways, back to you were out of pocket. So you missed a lot
of signing. Still trying to kind of catch up on everything. Everything
was
kind of
Daniels a bear.
Okay.
He's your new backup.
Oh,
and he's made a living as a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
And a fine living as a backup quarterback.
It's not a bad life,
I don't
is
think
it?
That's a well, it's a great life for him, but I don't think that's a bad signing trade.
No, I'm not upset about it. I told you last week I'm in a weird spot. I like what my Twins are doing, I like what my Bears are doing. I don't, in my 37 years of living, I don't think I've ever been like this excited about, probably have
satisfied
to go back,
about your team.
Probably have to go back to elementary school during the 80s when the Bears were humming along.
Can we go back to February and I can bring up Iowa basketball?
Same thing. Yeah, that's probably the greatest moment. Isn't that sad? It's 30 years ago. Yeah, but I'm excited about both the pro teams that I really root for.
Right.
It's crazy.
Well, we'll save. I do want to spend some time on your Twins later on.
But you got I did have something NFL related though. I wanted to run by you and just kind of a thought theory. So we see the Eagles win the Super Bowl last year and. They did it with a quarterback on a rookie contract. And they went out and they spent money. They brought in Alshon Jeffrey. And they brought in a lot of pieces. And they were able to spend because they can.
And Nick Foles had a trigger this weekend, by the way, that $3 million. So,
oh, really?
Yeah.
He got a little more cash coming
his way.
Before that, a team that had built that way in the NFC was the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Wilson on that rookie
contract.
Cheap. Got him on the treat.
Yep.
All right, now we can go out. We can get Jimmy Graham. Now Jimmy Graham didn't work out, but you know they were able to spend for those pieces. And there's a team right now that has a quarterback that looks to be very good on a rookie contract in the NFC.
A young NFC
quarterback.
And it's not your Bears?
It's not the Bears because I don't think they're quite getting close to that point.
Goff?
It's a good one, and they're doing the same kind of thing, and I like the trajectory that they're on, and they're spending.
But your point is that they are going to have to pay a Dak Prescott?
There it is. So, I don't know salary cap restrictions, but isn't this the time? Cowboys, we continue to hear Dez Bryant might be cut.
I've heard conflict.
They're back and forth on that. Regardless, though, this is the time, right, if you're the Cowboys. You have a young quarterback, a cheap young quarterback before you have to pay him.
Yep.
The time is now.
Right.
And it doesn't feel like they're doing a whole lot.
Based on the Seahawks model is where you're going.
Right. The Seahawks, the Eagles a little bit. We've seen this. It's different than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was, all right, got a quarterback. We pay him.
And Richard Sherman wasn't a high pick either.
Right. You got to get lucky sometimes. But should the Cowboys be doing more? Because we talk about windows a lot in the NFL.
Yeah.
And that window when Dak has to be paid, if we get to that point, and I think we will, 3-4 years down the line, isn't the time now?
Yeah, I think so. And he digressed off his rookie season, I thought, as well. And maybe there was, his running back was gone for, how many, was it 8 games?
Eight games,
suspended?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good theory, and I like the fact that you're comparing it to Seattle, because Seattle was that perfect storm team where they could spend money and didn't have to spend money on the marquee positions per se.
It wasn't waiting for the quarterback. All right, he's there. Now we can do it.
Right.
It's let's do it and help the quarterback along. Mm-hmm. I think it'd make a whole lot of sense. Now, Dallas is also, I mean, that offensive line went from the best in football to above average, but it was a huge step back from what they were.
Right.
So probably coming into last year, you didn't anticipate that was going to happen maybe as quickly as it did. Yeah, Dez Bryant, but I just get some help. Jason Witten, boy, one heck of a career.
You can't play much longer.
Time to start looking there and get involved in those kind of sweepstakes and bring whatever receiver. And there was a ton of free agent ones out there, and I think a lot of teams overspent for some of them. Mm-hmm. Danny Amendola comes to mind.
Jordy Nelson's another one for me.
The Cowboys, I think the time to do it is now. Yeah. Go out there. There is, again, that window that we talk about, I think, is there. Just a thought and theory that kind of jumped into my mind as I'm traveling home and listening to the same podcast for the third time.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in that division itself, right? I mean, the Super Bowl champs live there. Mm-hmm. Washington is going to break in Alex Smith. I don't know. We're talking about the Redskins here. Mm-hmm. Look, here's what I don't understand. And we saw the Jets get really aggressive and move up to the third overall pick this weekend. They want a quarterback. They didn't get it in the Kirk Cousins sweepstakes. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do so through the draft. Cleveland's going to take quarterback, you would think, at one. Then the Jets sit at two, and no one has them taking a quarterback, Trent. They're apparently willing to trade out of the pick, and if they keep the pick, they're going to take Barkley.
Yeah.
Who's a great player. But Eli Manning's, look, there's a reason that they benched him last year, because he's just not as good anymore. And he didn't have a lot of help around him. But this is a year where there's clearly Rosen, Darnold, Allen, if you want to put Baker Mayfield into that mix. The teams at the top of the draft all need a quarterback, or will so in the next year. Are the Giants waving the white flag saying, you know what, we're going to take a running back because we're going to be back here next year. We're going to stink this year, and we'll be back in this position. I don't think you gamble like that. I really don't.
Those high-end running back talents still are worth their weight. We've seen that lately.
Ezekiel Elliott comes to mind.
Zeke Elliott, Leonard
Fournette. But
Trent
Richardson was a bust.
Yes, Trent Richardson was a bust. Okay.
I mean, you can find those guys, but you can also find those guys. What's the shelf life of a running back in the NFL?
5 years?
Maybe.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Eight if you're double lucky.
I don't get what
is that a real term?
Double lucky. Yeah. Double lucky works.
I'd like to be double lucky in Vegas sometime. I don't think I ever have.
Oh, speaking of Vegas, I got to show you this.
Oh, okay.
So Jason Symbol, who I tried to get on today.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't do it.
A little busy?
A little. No, it just, he was licking his wounds. I mean, he was coming up for air. I think Vegas crushed this weekend.
Yeah.
So Jason Symbol, who we have on every week, and we'll have him on at some point during the week. He tweeted out on what night would have been Friday night, because at the Venetian, one of CG's, Cantor's books, full disclosure, that's who I work for.
Yep.
Somebody bet a money line bet on UMBC.
The Retrievers.
The Retrievers. Bet Baltimore at 20-1 to beat Virginia. $800 bet.
So we're not talking about a dork like me going up and throwing $10
on it. Yeah. They bet eight. Now, here's the backstory behind it. Apparently, there were eight UMBC alums who went to Vegas, like, you know, bucket list. They each threw in $100.
Sure.
And they're going to bet on their alma mater to take down the number one seed, Virginia.
I've been involved in one of those pooling of some long shot money, like, hey, let's all throw in.
Didn't go well, I'm assuming, right? Because we would have heard that story.
Right. We enjoyed 5 minutes of excitement, and then reality sets in.
So they won, of course.
Yes.
So Jason tweets the winning ticket. The guys come to the Venetian, or they watch the games of the Venetian, cash the ticket. Jason gets the ticket and puts it out on Twitter. It's great. When you get beat like that, you know, I know William Hill, Cantor does. They want to show people that, hey, look, you can win.
Yeah,
you know,
my buddy Chris Andrews does it.
Chris Andrews at the Southport, same way.
Yeah.
So Jason tweeted this out and overnight had 892,000 impressions on Twitter. just shy of 1 million people
saw that tweet.
Saw that tweet of these this winning ticket, and that's all it was. Mm-hmm. The, I mean, they spent 800, they got back 16,000. But point being is, how much revenue advertising?
Sure.
People, I mean, the Venetian's written on the ticket. This is a Darren Revelle special, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because that's what this guy does. Just, but isn't that crazy? Social media has that kind of power.
That many people see it, look at it.
Just shy of a million people.
And now probably this far into it, I'm sure it's over a million.
I'm sure it is.
And we'll maybe when we get Jason on, we'll ask him what's that impression up to now, because it's got to be over a million
sure,
at this point.
Sure, without a doubt.
I love those stories too. Just... you don't feel like you're going to win. No. I had some buddies that were in Vegas when you and I beat Kansas, and they still have a picture of their money line ticket. Now, you and I was, I think they were like an 11.5 point dog, something like that. So I can't even remember what the money line was on that. But you know, it was just fun. It was, hey, let's all throw in 10 bucks. And I think there's five of them, a $50 bet. Hey, look at this. Not only did your alma mater win, you got a little money out of it too.
Right.
But those kind of stories are always great. And the odds are out now for updated national title odds.
And who is the Villanova's
one? It is Nova. They're right. At 4-1 now.
Yeah. They look really tough, Trent.
They do.
Yeah.
They're deep. They're deep.
They are.
There's a lot of different ways they can go.
Who was the second? Duke?
Duke was third maybe on there. I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to pull up the tweet here.
It's not Purdue.
Let's see if I can
Kentucky?
Find it.
I mean, it's got to be on the left-hand side of the bracket, right? Because the right is so much more difficult.
No, it is. Duke is also 4-1.
Okay.
You're right there. And then three teams at 8-1. Kentucky's one.
Yep.
Kansas.
Okay.
And the Zags.
Well, they're on the left-hand
side
of the bracket.
They're on the left-hand side of the bracket. And if you want to fire at Loyola or Syracuse, still get at 125-1.
Save your money. Great story.
Loyola, come on. Yeah. They get Nevada next.
Now, if you would have said, I'm going to go out and bet you, I would have told you save your money last weekend
right.
as well. But I think Lightning, I'm not sure it's going to strike again. We'll take a timeout. Rob Doster, NBC Sports, joins us next. Trent and I until 2. Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that? Let me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them. Yeah. Gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
On behalf of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention Iowa chapter, thank you for your support in 2017. The Central Iowa Out of Darkness Walk at Ankeny's DMAC campus raised over $75,000. These funds allow our local volunteers to create and maintain support groups for those who have lost someone to suicide, implement education programs in colleges and high schools to prevent suicide, and advocate for new legislation to strengthen mental health care in Iowa. Please check afsp.org/Iowa for more information on our 2018 fundraising events, including campus walks and out of darkness walks across Iowa. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Iowa chapter.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus. And online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
Little Anita's dress is so pretty. The gingham print, so fab.
It's 50% off select kids' spring dress-up at JCPenney.
Anita's mom, too.
And get up to 50% off select women's spring fashion.
I wonder where they shop.
I'd say JCPenney.
Hurry into JCPenney today for up to 50% off select apparel for women, men, and kids. Plus, take an extra 20% off with JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney, style and value for all. Offers represent savings on regular original prices. Some exclusions apply. Coupon valid 318 to 321. Credit offer subject to credit approval. See store on jcp.com for details.
Huawei, don't hesitate. Come on, let's get away.
Being in Des Moines, you just get it through the experience.
I'm a fan of a lot of our fast, casual cuisine.
I love the theater and the shopping. My kids love to go to the parks.
There's a lot going on musically.
If you can't find things to do in Des Moines,
you must be boring.
This is a magical place.
Don't miss out. Visit catchdesmoines.com and plan your getaway to Greater Des Moines.
Catch what you've been missing.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
All right, let's go.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
Huge bus.
Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. Continuing on, as promised, more college basketball conversation. Why wouldn't there be? Just an incredible 4 days. Rob Doster has been chronicling most of it at collegebasketballtalk.com. Of course, part of NBC Sports. He joins us in his regular spot. Rob, Trent, and Ken, that was an all-timer, Rob Doster. I know we've probably said this over the years. It just keeps getting better. This year it seemingly truly did. I can't recall an opening 4 days of the tournament that I enjoyed more. What about you?
It was wild. It was crazy. It destroyed my bracket. But you know what? I am still in a position where I might be able to win some of the pools that I'm in. I need two things to happen. All right, I need Duke to go on and win the national title.
I need
Gonzaga to play their way into the Final Four. If those two things happen, I got a shot at this thing, man. I might be able to make myself a little bit of money. And you know, after some of those bad beats we had in the first week, and I need some of that money back.
Well, speaking of making a little money, Rob, I know you like to dabble a little bit in the wagering as it pertains to games. Did you hit any big money lines, any of the upsets that you called, or did you stay away from that?
I didn't hit any of the money lines, but I came out profitable on the weekend. No, on Thursday and Saturday was really good. But then we don't have to talk about Friday. Friday didn't go too well. Uh-huh. But I did stay away. I was lucky. I don't know if you guys are paying attention to the line on that Seton Hall Kansas game. But Miles Powell hit a buzzer beater,
massive,
to cut a lead to four, and the line was 4.5. Which means that anybody that had bet Kansas minus 4.5 lost all their money. So I stayed away from that game, so I didn't get hit by it. But
I got my hand raised.
People that did.
Yes, hand raised.
Oh man.
stinger.
That's going to leave a mark, boys. Yeah. Well, Rob, answer me this. Which of the 16 teams that are still, you know, still alive, and I mean, nobody, I mean, for the, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I don't think you probably had Loyola Nevada at this point, but I don't think either one of those two teams, those two schools, is going to prevail. Is there a team in the Sweet 16 that you thought, you know what, I don't really like this team, but having watched them get through the weekend that you thought, you know what, maybe, just maybe, this team I was dead wrong about, and they can cut down the nets? If so, what is that team, or who is that team?
Well, I think it's Kentucky. You know, I did not think that this team was going to be able to put it together. Back in January, I was ready to, I don't want to say I was ready to quit on them, but I was ready to say this was probably a Sweet 16 team at best. Like, that's what they could hope for. And, you know, now they're starting to put it together, man. And we saw it a little bit in the SEC tournament. We saw it flash in February, late in the regular season. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has somehow turned into, you know, their superstar. Because that was the thing that we were saying about them, right? They didn't have that go-to guy. They didn't have that star. They didn't have that future lottery pick that you can look at and say, well, I know we're going to get 25 out of him if we need to get 25 out of somebody. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is that dude for them now. And, you know, I think they're going to have a little bit of a tough matchup with Kansas State, probably a little bit tougher than people realize. But that bracket is wide open for them. Kentucky is the highest-seeded team left in the West. There is no way that they are going to play a team ranked higher or seeded higher than 7th, right? And if Loyola Chicago happens to beat Nevada in the Sweet 16, Kentucky can get to the Final Four without playing a team that was seeded higher than 9th in their bracket. How about that, man? So, and once you get to the Final Four, anything can happen, right? Anybody can win in the Final Four once you get there. You just have to win 2 games. And if you're good enough to get to a Final Four, you're good enough to beat the people that you face in the Final Four, especially when the number 1 seed that you would be playing in the Final Four is gone from the tournament. So is the number 2 seed. So they can literally get to a national title game without playing anybody that is seeded higher than 3rd. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It could really happen. Like, it could actually happen. So good for Kentucky, man. Like, everybody's ready to quit on that team, but they're right there. They're in the mix.
Let me ask you, let's stay in the SEC, and let me get your take on Texas A&M, who started league play 0-5. They had a 3-game losing streak in there. I know they lost their point guard. They had a couple of suspensions. Guys kicked off the team. To me, that team, and maybe it's just a product of me giving up on them or not watching a lot of them late in the season, A&M looks like this team, the way that they're built with that front line. Might they be a team that emerges from the West and does so as a 7 seed that's still got some noise to make in this thing?
Yeah, I mean, this is what we've been saying about them all year, right? Like, there was a reason that people have been saying they were the most talented team in the SEC. There's a reason that we were saying this is like the one team in that league that no matter what happens, no matter how bad they are in the regular season, could end up doing something like this in the NCAA tournament, because they have something you can't match up with. You know, their front line is a difference maker. Now, they got a little bit lucky because, you know, TJ Starks and Admon Gilder and DJ Holmes played really, really well this weekend, and they happened to run into a North Carolina team that felt like not making any jump shots at all when they played them. And so that certainly played a role and played a major factor in them getting there. But, I mean, look, credit to Billy Kennedy. He got it done. With all the suspensions and all the injuries and all the roster turnover that they've had, the fact that that group is in the Sweet 16, it's one of the more underrated coaching jobs of anybody in the country. And you know, we got to put in that conversation, too, Brad Brunell at Clemson. He was a guy, he was going to get fired before the season started. Like, he was the guy on the hot seat list. Like, he was the easy pick. He was the one who could say, yep, we don't have to worry about anything else. Just put him at the top of the list, and we can go from there. And here he is in the Sweet 16 with a team that just beat Auburn. They were up by 41 points on Auburn. The SEC champions, they went by 41.
It's so wild.
Crazy.
The wildest, though, of Friday night, of course, Virginia goes down, UMBC. Now, we've all probably take a moment and how a 16 is going to upset a 1 and how it's going to unfold. Nobody could envision unfolding, I think, the way that one happened, though. Just domination out of the Retrievers. Your takeaway in a team that will be remembered for a long, long time.
Unbelievable. I'm still speechless. It doesn't make sense that it could have played out the way that it played out, right? Like you said, that wasn't just a win. That wasn't just an upset. That wasn't a last-second buzzer beater where Virginia let them hang around for too long. They got whooped, man. They lost by 20. to UMBC. UMBC lost by 44 points to Albany this year.
Yeah.
They lost by an average of 22 points to Vermont the two times they played them in the regular season before they beat them in the American East title game. How does that happen to Virginia? My guess on it is that Virginia, they saw this UMBC team hanging with them, and then all of a sudden, to open the second half, UMBC scored, the first 8 points, and then they jumped out to that 14-point lead, and Virginia was just kind of like, oh, wow, maybe we are the team that chokes. Maybe we are the team that can't win the big game. Maybe we are the team that just can't win in March. And I think what you saw was them get a little bit nervous and then get in their heads and then start panicking a little bit, and then all of a sudden, they just couldn't find a way to make a shot, and they tried to get it all back in one possession, and before they knew it, they were down by 20 points, and there were 3 minutes left in the game. I don't know. That's the only way to explain it, right? It doesn't make sense to me that a team that was that good throughout the entire regular season can have a collapse like that against a team like that. It boggles the mind, really.
What about Isaac Hossen and his brace for his elbow that I guess didn't gain the necessary approval from the NCAA, thought it was a potential risk of injury to other players on the floor? He says he wants to play when they take on Texas Tech, who's playing exceptionally well right now, even if it's a couple of minutes. I mean, Harms came in, he's 7'3" or whatever. They have a better chance to advance with Haas on the floor. I don't think anybody would argue that. Do you think he plays? Do they get the brace figured out? And if he does, Rob, I mean, how many minutes do you think he can give them?
I mean, the question isn't really how many minutes he can give them, because it's an elbow injury, right? Like, it's an arm injury. He can go out there and run as much as he wants. It's not like he's not in shape to do it. The question is, can he actually be effective? You know, he's got a broken elbow on his right arm, and that's a guy. He scores with his right hand in the post. Like, that's his move, his right-handed jump hook. So now all of a sudden you're telling me that you want to play a guy with a broken right arm who may or may not actually be able to lift that arm over his head, and you expect him to be effective offensively when the one hand that he has where he can make a move just isn't going to be there. So, look, I respect it, man. I understand why he wants to play. He's a senior. This is it. This is the run. They actually have a chance to win a national title. They're good enough to do it. And he's going to have to sit down and watch it from the sidelines. Like, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. So I get it. I just don't see how this is an idea that could end up working. And look, if he can figure out that brace and he can go out there and he can give you 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes where he's just kind of banging bodies with somebody and just... It's just big, really, is what it comes down to, right? So if he can do that, then good for him. Go ahead. Go do it. I just don't see how it's an option that's going to be effective when, like, your right arm, the arm that you shoot with, is, just basically doesn't work.
It is Purdue, the School of Engineers, if there's a place to do it.
That's a good point.
It might be there in West Lafayette. Hey, I want to get your thoughts on Texas Tech. They're a 3 seed, but they feel like a 7, I think, to a lot of people. Just not a national recognized program. They've been good, but even in the Big 12, I think under the radar. Do they have what it takes? I mean, it's a more difficult path. If they were on the left side of things, it'd be a little different. But just your takeaway on the Red Raiders and just how good this team is.
I love them. I've loved them since the middle of Big 12 play. And here's why. Because they are great defensively, right? They are right up there with Cincinnati. They're probably the best defensive team left in the NCAA tournament, to be honest with you. But unlike Cincinnati and unlike Virginia, what they have is a dude in Keaton Evans who is a dude. You know, he can. We've seen the first 2 games of the tournament. He took those games over down the stretch. He had 19 points on 6-for-6 shooting. And that comeback win over Stephen F. Austin. He had 16 second, that was in the second half, 19 second half points. He had 16 points in the second half against Florida in that comeback win. He made the three that put them ahead with 2 minutes left, and then was a guy that split that pick and roll and found Zaire Smith for the lob with a minute left that put him up by 5. You know, they have a guy on that roster that can take a game over down the stretch, and that's the big concern with teams that are great defensively but aren't great offensively, right? Is do they have somebody, do they have a way that they can score if things kind of get bogged down? If they're playing a good defensive team and they kind of run into a situation where they are having issues getting buckets, do they have somebody that they can go to? And Texas Tech does. And they remind me a little bit of that UConn team from 2014, to be honest, because that team, you know, they were the only team in the KenPom era in the last 16 years to be ranked outside of the top 25 in offensive efficiency before the start of the NCAA tournament to go on to win the national title. Texas Tech was kind of in that same range. I think they were 40-something offensively and third defensively. But they have that go-to guy. They have that stud. They have that player that can take games over. So I really like them. I think they can make a run. I think they beat Purdue, and I think they're going to give whether they play West Virginia or Villanova in that Elite Eight game, I think they're going to give them a fight, and they can get there, man. I think they can get it done.
Hmm. Why do teams lose their mind when they come up against Boeheim zone?
They lose their mind against all zones, man. Like, that's part of the reason why Duke has been so successful, because nobody has any idea how to play against a 2-3 zone. It's baffling to me. At some point, you got to figure, like, high school coaches can teach zone offense. D3 coaches can teach zone offense. Like, how does Tom Izzo have no idea how to coach a zone offense? But to be fair, you know, this was not a popular take on Twitter yesterday. I don't think that was on Tom Izzo. I think that was on Tom Izzo's players for not being able to make open shots. They shot 8-for-38 from three. They shoot on the season 41% from three, which was sixth in all of college basketball. They got the shots they wanted. They missed the shots they wanted. I don't see how that's on Tom Izzo.
All right, fresh shot. Who you got? Final four. Where are you going, Doster?
I'm sticking with Duke. Ever since Duke started playing defense, I've said that they're the best team in the country. So, like, I can't change on it now, right? I need them to win the national title to win my pool so I get all my money back.
Where were you? And you're spending the weekend in Boston in the East region. If you could pick one to go to, at least marquee-wise, that would be the one, right? Though seemingly, at least on paper, and they haven't gone like that. Potentially, maybe the best place to be this weekend, Rob.
Yeah, it'll be good. If I had to pick one place and budget didn't matter, I would probably go to Omaha just because Kansas and Duke and the brands there. But I think the matchup between Villanova and West Virginia is going to be phenomenal.
I do,
too. Matchup between Texas Tech and Purdue is going to be phenomenal. And whoever gets to that Elite Eight regional title game, however you want to call it, I mean, that game's going to be awesome. So I'm pretty happy with the way that the bracket broke. Last year I was in New York, and last year I was supposed to get Duke Villanova in the same region, and I ended up getting South Carolina, Florida, Baylor, and Wisconsin. So, you know, I was due this, man. I was owed it by the basketball gods.
Great stuff. We will catch up with you. You will be in Boston. You've got a small window of media avail for us after the media avails for you are done. So we'll catch up with you on Thursday. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
We call it my radio availability.
Good stuff, and we'll take advantage of it.
Take care, guys.
See you. Thanks, Rob.
Rob Doster, collegebasketballtalk.com, part of NBC Sports. We will come back. So, got one segment to go. Trent and I continue on here. It's the Ken Miller Show. Jimmy B and TC today from 4 until 6. We'll be back to wrap it up following this break on 1700 KBGG.
First Light with Evan Hanning every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Well, it's that time of year again. Tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Hi, I'm Baron Geiger, president of Caring Hands in Altoona. Is winter wearing on you? Are you ready for the sights and smells of spring? Do you enjoy walking or running and like the idea of meeting the needs of others in your community? If so, we've got a great opportunity for you. On April 7th, Caring Hands Food Pantry and Clothes Closet will be hosting its annual Springtime Hill Climb 5K 10K race. Starting in Doan's Park, the Springtime Hill Climb lets you breathe in the fresh air as you walk or run down the beautiful streets and trails of Pleasant Hill. The Springtime Hill Climb is for everyone, whether you're a new runner looking for a challenging 5K, a long-distance runner looking for a 10K training challenge to prepare for other races coming up, or just want to enjoy a walk through the community to support our fight against hunger here in Polk County. What do you think? Interested in registering for the race or being one of our many local sponsors? Just go to our website, www.caringhands.org. We'll see you on April 7th.
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. We're here for all the big moments and the little ones, too. Like treating your taste buds to Granny Smith apples on sale $2.99 for a 3-pound bag. Or shake up your routine with a free $5 gift card when you spend $20 or more on beauty and personal care brands like Olay. And hop in for Easter candy variety packs like Cadbury and Kit Kat on sale 2 for $7. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Pricing may vary. Restrictions may apply.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Update your bathroom with Max. The Orchestra freestanding bathtub has a sleek design. Only $7,11.11 after 11% off. A 60-inch U-tile shower kit gives you the look of tile without any of the maintenance. $18,46.75 after 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through March 24th. 11% savings or mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
On March 31st, more than 300 riders on horseback from across the state of Iowa will deliver donations to Easter Seals Camp Sunnyside in Des Moines. In the 50-year history, the group has donated more than $10 million to support Easter Seals Iowa and Camp Sunnyside. The community is invited to welcome the riders into Camp Sunnyside at 3 p.m. on the 31st of March. Easter Seals Iowa provides exceptional service to ensure all people with disabilities or special needs and their families have equal opportunity to live, learn, work, and play in their communities. For more information on Easter Seals Iowa or on the Pony Express ride, visit www.eastersealsia.org.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Baseball. Is there another professional sport that brings out as much passion and as many memories in their fans? Kevin the Flag Guy here. We love baseball at Heartland Flags. Go Reds. We know what the flag means, and so do you. The classic pinstripes, the simple W, or the iconic throwback logos of your favorite team. Baseball is back, and it's time to fly your favorite team's flag. Shop in-store, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or online at heartlandflags.com.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
All right, welcome back. Final segment, Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I taking you up until close to 2 o'clock. And then Jimmy B and TC back from 4 until 6. Well, Trent, we were so basketball crazy, and why wouldn't we have been this weekend? There were other happenings in the world of sports. Arnold Palmer's tournament at Bay Hill. Rory McIlroy, who's been playing anything but like the number one player in the world, which he was for a period there. He's got it back together. Tiger was Tiger again. Leading me to this, Trent, and it's been all over Twitter, and I think it's a very valid point. The Masters, which is an incredibly difficult ticket to get into.
Mm-hmm.
If you got Tiger and yes, his needle's pointing upward, and Phil Mickelson is coming off a win, and Rory McIlroy, who is as big a name as there is in the sport, these all three guys playing exceptionally well leading into Augusta. Boy, oh boy, what a tough ticket. If you've got some, you're lucky. And if you think you're getting to the Masters and you've paid your money, but you still don't have them yet, keep your fingers crossed, because I think these tickets are going through the roof. These badges, I beg your pardon.
Yes, you're going to need a cash advance, I think, for this one. It is going to be. Do you have any idea what normally it costs? You know, if you're standing outside the gates on Thursday morning, is it normally 500, 1,000, two grand? Do you have any?
No, I mean, I did, because we both worked with a guy that made part of his living off of that. And I don't know. I mean, A, I'm not sure if I asked him what it was, he would give me the right answer to begin with.
Right, right.
Which is another story, but thousands.
Thousands.
I got to think.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, and then once the cut comes and Tiger's in the hunt or Phil's in the hunt or Spieth's in the it's going to be just remarkable. And it was good theater yesterday. I thought Tiger ran out of gas.
Yeah.
I thought for a while he got to within a stroke of the lead. He was having a terrific round. Then 16 came, just had an awful shot on 16 and ran out of gas. Meanwhile, Rory McIlroy is charging up the board, and he looked like Rory McIlroy. Every putt he made, Trent, he went in.
Mm-hmm.
just remarkable. Baseball-wise, Twins, Trent.
Yeah.
Polanco, who was going to be your shortstop and really finished strong last year, put up good numbers in the second half last year, which makes you wonder.
Yeah, that's a very good point. And did you see Brian Dozier, who is the Twins rep, if you will, for the union?
I did not.
He had some comments yesterday just saying that we want a clean game. A lot of teammates supported him. Dozier kind of had a different tone to him and a disappointment.
In his shortstop?
Yes.
Well, good for him. I know
that.
Smoltz was always that way, too. And if you get these guys that are the, I don't know if you call him the face of the team, but as you said, he's the player rep, and he's been an all-star on that for that team before in some bad, bad teams. Dozier was one of the bright spots because Maurer would have been hurt. Right?
Yes.
I wish there was more of that. I really do. So good. So what does that do to your team? I mean, you've had a really good offseason, the Twins and their fan base. What does that do?
It's not a death knell. You know, a lot of times you'll have something like this come up and what's behind him. They still have Pedro Florimón, who's a plus defender, very good defender. And even if he doesn't hit a lick, you know you're at least set there position-wise. They can, so he'll be probably now the full-time shortstop. Adrianza, guy that, good glove, he'll help out. But I think they're fine. It's not a death knell, but you're right. Late in the season, he was batting third, fourth a lot of times. I mean, he was swinging in August and September incredibly hot, and after Sano went down. But this also now kind of takes that. Now Sano, where he thought, can we play him, you know, 5 out of 7 days at third? Now it's probably going to have to be basically every day. And you can't move that around, and you lose that flexibility. And how is the leg going to respond for him? And all those things coming back. It's a step back, but this offseason has been one of the few that I've been so excited about what they've done. It took a while to get here, but that I'm going to take this one in stride. Normally, here we go, same old Twins. Something stupid comes up, something like, no, I'm taking this one in stride. I'm feeling okay still. Not a big step back. They're going to be all right.
All right. Moving around a little bit, the first game in the NFL schedule allegedly broke today.
Yeah.
No confirmation, so we're starting to at least get some trickle out. Then we'll get the Thanksgiving Day games, perhaps. We'll come out before anything else, but it's no surprise. On one hand, you know, that is a marquee game. Is the league, is Fox, I guess, who would have had it, or NBC had they bid for it, would they have been better off saving the Vikings at the Eagles rematch for later on down the road? Or, you know what, let's lift the curtain with the team, the two teams that played for the NFC Championship and the one that won the Super Bowl, hosting the one that they knocked out. I can see both sides of it. Bottom line is, Trent, it was going to be a good game, at least you would think, wherever it showed up in the schedule. Kirk Cousins is familiar with the NFC East. I see why they did it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good game, and Cousins, I think, is going to add to the intrigue there. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It does. It's kind of the easiest one, but a lot of times the easy decision is the best decision. I think they went with that. So it's fun. I mean, we have a local that we get to get excited about for that first one. Got it last year with the Chiefs and Patriots, though neither of us expected the Chiefs to do what they did.
Right.
Looked like they were on their way to getting blown out. All of a sudden, a call overturned, and Chiefs came roaring back. Hopefully we'll get a fun, exciting game like that. But I'm excited for that. I'm excited for this Vikings team. It's all coming up Minnesota. except for the T-Wolves. They're continuing to fall back.
Well, tap the brakes a little bit. Mm. You know the Wild are going to have to face in the first round, don't you?
No clue.
The Winnipeg Jets.
Oh, really?
I don't think you want any part of them.
Oh.
I don't think they want any part of them.
Oh. I'll get to hockey in April.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'll be ready for it.
Promise?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And if we get Parise against, who's your guy?
Line A. Who, by the way, did I tell you he's 19?
Yeah.
And by the way, leads the NHL in scoring.
Friendly wager.
On what? On the Wild Jets?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want that. I couldn't take your money. I really couldn't.
Put a lunch bet on it?
Yeah, we'll do that.
All right.
We'll
same sandwich that you have every day.
Every single day. There's NIT tonight, but you know what? I think I'm going to take a night off basketball.
Oh, yeah, are you? It's hard to kind of get reinvigorated.
Top that last 4 days, right? You can't, Trent.
No. I was a little disappointed in Marshall last night.
I turned it off at 69-40. I started Thursday morning. And I finally, it's 69-40 with, I don't know, 12 minutes, 11 minutes left. I said, Uncle.
Zit.
Uncle. No. So I'm taking tonight off. You'll bet, so you'll probably watch.
Yeah, yeah. Got to have that on the screen. NBA still not ready. Hockey, I'm still not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need
Wild have a big game tonight.
Do they?
Yeah, they're at home against the Kings. Very important for Minnesota. At 7 o'clock, it's televised on Fox Sports North.
Might find my way over there a little bit.
668.
668, might do that. Got to start getting into that hockey mode a little bit. Got to start getting
into
the NBA.
You mentioned the T-Wolves for a second.
Yeah.
They gave up like 77 points in the first 24 minutes.
We were out to eat last night after we got home because after vacation, you don't feel like cooking. You're
right.
Still kind of in vacation mode. So we're out and we're at Buffalo Wild Wings and all the games.
And the
are on.
NBA game was on?
They had, well, every game's on. You know, I mean, just TVs everywhere. And so, yeah, I took a couple of glimpses up at that. And boy, did they look bad. The few moments that mm-hmm. I saw of that one, it bad defensively. They could fall out of the playoff.
They need
picture.
Jimmy Butler to come back.
Yes.
And I haven't heard a peep.
No.
I mean,
that's concerning.
Yeah, it really is. It was going to be, you know, first, second week in April, late in the season, best case scenario anyways. I haven't heard a thing, but they really miss Jimmy Butler, no doubt about that. What a great 4 days of basketball. Of course, it resumes on Thursday. You can hear the Sweet 16 right here. You can hear right till they cut down the nets in San Antonio. You and Jimmy B today have some work to do.
We do.
4 to 6. You'll get everybody your drive home, local sports on your radio. What do you guys got planned?
We're going to go to Chicago. Our man Scott Phillips from NBC Sports. A cohort with Travis Hines and our last guest, Rob Doster.
Hines, I think, recapped every game on Saturday.
Got you working.
Yeah.
That is...
Well, for him, that's not working.
Right,
I mean,
exactly.
These guys love this, right?
But he'll be stopping by. But he's a Chicago guy, so he's covering Loyola. Going to go a little bit deeper into that fun story. Obviously, you know, we've had it from arm's reach. We've been looking at it throughout the season, but a little deeper dive into that. A little baseball talk with Seth Gruen. Wolfgang will be by, so a busy show 4 until 6 o'clock on your drive home.
All right, Hawkeye Huddle, boys coming back tomorrow?
Last one of the season.
That's it, huh?
So they say.
Bringing the curtain down?
We'll see if we can talk him into
it's
another
spring
one.
Spring football for
right.
crying out loud.
Yes,
a lot of interest out there, boys.
Yes, but Iowa ladies get upset in the first round. Wrestling team, pretty good, though.
Well, the it one kid, right?
Spencer Lee. Yes.
And they, I mean, how close were they to actually not burning his red shirt?
It's a good question. I mean, you hear conflicting things about that. Some people say this was kind of always the way that they had it set up. The reason that really most people didn't think he was going to redshirt this year is because he will redshirt in 2020. Getting ready for the Olympics.
Oh.
So he will use his redshirt year then. So
I didn't realize that.
I think it was more a matter of how long is it going to take him coming back off the torn ACL he suffered in high school as a senior, how long it was until he was going to be able to be ready for the mat at the D1 level than him actually redshirting this year. And you saw, I mean, the guy's unbelievable. Freshman, he's a world champion already multiple times at the youth level. You're probably going to see him in the 2020 Olympics, and God willing, I will be there as well. That's my next big trip.
I know it is. You've said as much. That's good stuff.
If I can get wrestling tickets, Spencer Lee, that's a tax write-off, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Follow him, Trent.
Yes.
We are out of time. Jimmy B and TC get you home 4 to 6. It's the Ken Miller Show. Thank you for listening. Trent and I are back tomorrow at noon on 1700 KBGG.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is Ryder and You, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines' Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Walk to prevent suicide. Join the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and participate in an Out of the Darkness community walk. Register for a walk near you at outofthedarkness.org. Suicide takes an enormous toll on families, friends, coworkers, and entire communities. Walk to raise awareness. Walk to raise funds for research, education, advocacy, and programs to support people impacted by suicide. Walk to save lives. Go to outofthedarkness.org today.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
You can help plant the seeds of hope in the Heartland. Imagine how an at-risk child's life can change when one small act of kindness leads to an entirely different path. Wildwood Hills Ranch is transforming the lives of at-risk children, one heart and one child at a time, through year-round character, leadership, and teamwork training. Frederick Douglass was right. It is better to build strong children than repair broken men. Help forge a path by sponsoring an at-risk child today. Learn more by visiting wildwoodhillsranch.org.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
Easter Seals Iowa provides support for children and adults with disabilities in our community. From the fun of Camp Sunnyside to employment and daily living skills, Easter Seals provides a wide range of support to promote independence.
We have so much fun out in the sun here at Camp Sunnyside.
Learn more at EasterSealsIA.org.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix.